A boundless reservoir. My name is Chris Norris, and I'm actually in El Paso, Texas today. As I had shared yesterday, I would be flying down to come pay my condolences and respects to my family here for the loss of my cousin, Manuel Pedrosa Jr., a.k.a. Manny. And just kind of one of those things where I am reminded again how short life is. 55 years old, and he had battled with cancer. Just some memories that I have of briefly growing up here in Texas, and just being with Manny's family. And one of the things that I always remember about being a kid was just the food and the gathering, and there was always seemed like there was plenty of soda. I think as a kid I was more interested in soda instead of the food, but still love soda to this day. I do know one thing. I'm not a fan of this coffee from the hotel. I don't know what it is that the brands of coffee that they use, but anyway, we should be thankful for coffee, even if it's not good coffee. We normally drink Pike Place. I don't know if I'm not really advertising here, but anyway, yeah, just kind of got to spend some time with the family last night, and got up this morning. Of course, the time difference compared to back home in North Carolina is 2 hours difference, and then, you know, we were delayed a little bit on the plane getting in, and all the joys that, as I said yesterday, that sometimes we have things in mind, but that doesn't always work out that way. But thankful for God allowing me to be here. Thankful for safe travels, and miss my wife and my kids, even though I've just been away from them shortly. I do miss them already. And my son's Jace is coming home for the holidays with his girlfriend, Miss Peyton. So be glad to get back and see them, as I said, Lord willing. But I did want to kind of just touch on a little bit with, you know, the passing of my cousin and how that, you know, we often experience death in a variety of ways, either by those who we may be related to, friends, acquaintances, however that may come. We would say that death is inevitable. It does not discriminate, nor is it something that we know exactly when it's going to happen. Many times I know doctors will say, for those who are terminal, you know, that you have a certain amount of time and you might want to get your affairs in order. But literally, you know, that's not the case. Only God knows and directs in those areas. And that is his expertise that we solely depend upon. But just also kind of building off of the mentality from family and what that means. And again, my family is diverse. I come from a divorced family. So there's a lot of background there, which we don't have a lot of time to even jump into all that. But I would say that even in the midst of such chaos, you know, God can still work things out. Even it's man's mess that is created. God is faithful, and he is loving, and he is caring. But speaking on family, I think that there is a good reference point for us to be guided back to. And I think this comes for me out of 1 Timothy chapter 5, 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8. And he says, "But if anyone does not provide for his own, and especially for those of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever." You know, I've often been through times where we gather together as family members and, you know, whether it be going out to eat or whatever may be the case. And you know, so many times somebody wants to pay the bill or, you know, take it upon themselves to cover the expense. And it, we all sometimes do that to some degree, maybe, but or maybe we don't. But in most of the occasions that I've had with experience with my family is you know, just the generosity that comes, even from my side of the family, my wife's side of the family. There's just always been a heartfelt care that has been demonstrated. You know, and I think it's important for us to remember what 1 Timothy 5, verse 8 is stating, the representation to the world that's given by us caring for our family members. And of course, we could all probably describe our family members in a variety of ways. Some may be crazier than others. Shout out to my, I call them not my in-laws, my outlaws, Larry and Kay, love them dearly. They've been a blessing to our life, and you know, they literally just right down the road from us, as well as Reagan's Aunt Shelby that lives right beside us. So you know, we're surrounded literally by family, and we have always been close. And so I think the importance of what that means for even the believer, the representation, again, that's given to those who don't believe, don't have faith in Christ, and therefore what the significance of that is and how that is described in such a way that many times people would probably be more attentive to the gospel and how we even, you know, take and provide for our family members. You know, a lot of times there is conflicts, and that can range into a variety of reasons and situations, of course. But I would say that family members, when we come together and we see the evidence of how God has allowed us to be there with each other and then to care for one another. As I said, with my cousin and the family here in El Paso, Texas, I mean, the last time that I had visited them was 2007. So it's been a long time. But even like last night, sitting around at a table at a restaurant with, again, coffee. I don't know what it is. I've just had bad luck with coffee. Coffee and apple pie, and just sitting around talking and reminiscing and laughing. Man, it was good. It was good to see that. And I think it presses in for me as I consider the life that God has allowed me to have and experience, you know, and now with my own family and raising the children that I've been blessed to have. I see one day what this will come to fruition with, being brought together in a heavenly home with our eternal family. You know, and it really is comforting to know that, you know, even with things that happen now with this, that we're facing, the immediate impact of someone passing, knowing that, you know, the finality for the believer is non-existent. There's a finality from the human perspective. You know, we cease to exist on this earth, but our soul is forevermore with our Heavenly Father through Christ and His sacrifice on the cross, that we have relationship with God. And so even though this body ceases, the time that we get to spend with God is, again, for forevermore after we pass from this life. And I think that, you know, looking back at many occasions where funerals, and again, I know this is like, you know, the very present thing that's going on, but I think that's the purpose of this podcast, is to share with you experiences in life that we all go through. And right now, this is something that I'm personally dealing with, along with, you know, I've not shared this, but just recently losing my job and going through some difficulties there, you know, a job of being there for, you know, 4 years, and now basically having to transition and reevaluate some things. But, you know, and I think, again, that's the beauty of Christ. That's the beauty of how God works in our life, that even though there are the storms that rage within, and the things that we face, and maybe even from a daily basis, I mean, things that we all have to deal with, that, you know, God gives us the assurance and the strength, and, man, He gives us family. You know, He gives us family. Just the other night, we watched a movie, and as I say, I was horizontal on the couch, and my 10-year-old is basically using me as a cot to be comfortable on. You know, and that's okay, because, you know, one day that 10-year-old is going to be a 16-year-old, and she's probably not going to want to have much to do with her crotchety old man, I guess, possibly. But man, family is just, I love my family. I'm thankful. And I think, you know, again, the representation at 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8 is implying for us to take and understand the way that God has blessed us, and to take care of what He's given us. And when we do that, again, what that basically reflects to the world is the gospel. We take care of what God has allowed us to be a part of and provide for that which He has given, that He's entrusted us with, to do good, which, you know, again, sometimes is difficult when we talk about our families. It's not always easy to coexist, if you will. There are differences of opinion, there are attitudes, there are strains, there are hurt feelings, there's all kinds of things that run and, you know, try to overtake what God desires for us to display through our family. Again, a good representation. So in conclusion, I would say that, you know, this time, that even though it was short to be able to come back to El Paso, it was good to see everyone. And today's funeral service, I'm sure will be sad. But I think the other part of it is that the memories that we get to have with those who are dear to our heart will continue to live on. And the way that God, again, allows us to have these relationships with those who are our family is special. So as this season that we're in, of course, with Christmas, you know, maybe pick up the phone, reach out, have those conversations, or maybe just have a nasty cup of coffee. I don't know. Yeah, there's the coffee thing again. Have some laughs and enjoy the family in which God has given you. A boundless reservoir. My name is Chris Norris, and I look forward to speaking with you again tomorrow, Lord willing.